The airport plan has been through several rounds of comment and review, and in response, the county has scrapped its proposal to move Owl Creek Road. Kenny and others also nixed a second private jet facility. Now officials are reviewing a new terminal and how to revamp the runway. The latter would mean making the runway wider and moving it 80 feet west. Kenny says the design for the terminal is still conceptual. It would be about 150 yards closer to the Buttermilk ski area, but officials are considering two different footprints.
It's not exterior materials, it's not the color of the carpet, it's none of that. It's really just where do we put it, what's the alignment to that of the runway and Highway 82, and is it elongated, is it a little shorter and squattier with a second story that's a full second story or partial second story, is it a second story with glass from the perspective of maintaining the views, and what's the visual impact from Highway 82 and from Buttermilk and folks coming up Valley. So they got two versions. What are the impacts that the community is concerned about? What is really the focus of this environmental assessment? So people have talked about 80,000 feet. That was prior to the FAA coming back and saying, your regional jets are going to be retiring. New regional jets are coming in. You got to take that into account. I don't think there's a regional jet that seats fewer than 100. So it's going to be an increase in size from regional jets. In terms of the burning question that the community always wants to know, does this mean 737s are coming into this airport? You know, the blunt answer is we don't know. That's what the environmental assessment process is going to be flushing out. In fact, here is all the numbers to the particular airlines that I'm going to be following up on to their aircraft performance people and chief pilots and saying, we sent you a letter about 3 weeks ago. We haven't heard back. What's your existing fleet? What's your future fleet? Of that, what can come in here? What cannot come in here? The long answer to that question is two-part answer. Yes, they could come in here, and we don't know. The yes that they could come in here is that geometrically, the Group 3 design allows aircraft with a wingspan up to 118 feet. Today, it's limited to 95 feet. But the FAA is telling us you can't be Group 3 light at 95 feet. You got to be full Group 3 at 118. The wingspan of a 737 is about 117 feet, 5 inches. So geometrically, can a 737's wing fit in this airport if we go to Group 3? Yes. The maybe, the more complicated component, gets back to performance-wise, can it? We've spoken to United, and they said, we crunched the numbers, and we say, no, we can't bring it in here.
Why? Because of landing and taking off, or?
Correct. Because of, you know, what's our strength, the beauty and close proximity of the mountains, and that's also our weakness. So the calculation is always as an aircraft is coming in, if it's twin-engine aircraft and it loses an engine about 1,000 feet off the ground and it's fully loaded, can it go full throttle on one engine, do a missed approach, which means climb up and out and miss the mountains? That's the reasonable worst-case scenario that could take place, and that's how they determine can an aircraft operate out of an airport, can it not? So that's the question we don't know. And these letters are what's been going to be going out, have gone out, as part of the environmental assessment. Because really the community wants to know that, because that's going to have a ripple effect of, well, what's the terminal going to look like?
That's Director John Kinney with the Aspen-Pitkin County Airport. Pitkin County is taking more comments on the proposed changes. The next deadline is at the end of this month. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.